Today's topic is on the law of attraction. And I have had so much preparation, so many weeks preparing for it, and I did a wonderful job preparing for the law of attraction because, as Peter said last couple of weeks, it is really a very important aspect of our daily living, and it really should not be taken lightly. If we know to do good, we should do it. If we know something is going to enrich our lives, why not take advantage of it? And so I literally had that solemnity with this talk. And so, of course, I have all these things printed up and focused on the belief, which obviously Lorianne sang the song on believing and in faith, having faith, because a great part of the law of attraction is really knowing that it's going to happen, and that is faith and that is belief. And so, having come to all of that, last night it was just changed. I read it over and it didn't make my heart sing. Great stuff in here. I mean, it will definitely come in for another time or another sharing or even for a home group, but it just wasn't what I wanted to focus on. It is going to be the law of attraction, but I'm going to focus on the feeling aspect of the law of attraction, the energy behind receiving. And the energy behind receiving comes with a gratitude. I have been in a gratitude mode for about 3 weeks now. I've really been feeling good and really hyped about what gratitude really is. But before we go into that, I just wanted to give a brief description on what the law of attraction is. In Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes calls it, among other names, and I'm going to give you a couple names. Actually, maybe I should ask you, what are some of the names? Let's see if you all are congruent with what I have. What are some of the names in the Science of Mind for the law of attraction? Yes, Kate.
The round nose.
I didn't hear that.
The law of cause and effect.
Law of cause and effect. Any other? The law of mind in action. I'm grading myself here.
Did somebody say mental equivalent?
I said that again.
Mental equivalent.
Cause and effect.
Cause and effect, yes, we said. The big word, reciprocity.
Yeah.
And I put circulation in, you know, it fits in other places, but it, you know, it's what you give, you get back. It's a give and take. Law of attraction. Catherine Ponder. She's one of the women that really affected my life in my early 20s. She puts it as the dynamic law of prosperity. And in essence, hers says, what you radiate outward in your thoughts, feelings, mental pictures, and words, you attract into your life. Abraham Hicks, they put it as the law of deliberate creation. You are like a magnet, they said. That which is like unto itself is drawn. Again, yes, like attracts like. You are like a magnifying glass. What you focus on gets bigger and come to you quickly. Jan Tincher. I have no idea who Jan Tincher is, but I saw her article somewhere. She must be an Aver too. And she said, if it ain't coming, it ain't being sent. Trust me.
I get what I'm praying from.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And my grandmother, always says, wait, gal, I come, yeah, I come. So this is a more colloquialistic aspect of it. But when I think about what she says, it definitely means the same thing. You pray and you wait and just silently wait for things to come back. So maybe you can think about some aspects on a more personal level as to what you can claim as your own personal law of attraction, and maybe we can talk. You can share it later on if you would like to or not. So I'm going to get into the gratitude, and gratitude literally is the fourth stage of treatment in the science of mind philosophy. It's really thanksgiving, but I've come to understand that thanksgiving is almost like taken for granted now, you know. Yes, everyone says thanks, everybody, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing to say thanks. But when I've put the word gratitude to it, it sort of changes the picture a little bit. It makes me go inside, you know, even more to say thanks. The thanks is coming from the depths, as opposed to, you know, okay, this is the thanksgiving stage, now we need to say thanks. When I say this is the gratitude stage, then it changes. Something changes. There's a dynamic that just kind of moves around. And so that's where I came from when I said I'm going to do gratitude and focus it on the law of attraction. So I just want to recap quickly what the first three steps are. The first three steps in treatment are recognition. And with recognition, it is we know that we are surrounded by all good. It is a consciousness of well-being, of goodness, of love. And this consciousness is just pure potential. It is just, it's as Kathleen said, it's a dynamic thing almost. It's just absolute. It's just so pure. And this is where we are all into that awesomeness, that glory that we call God. We call consciousness, we call spirit. And this is where the O's in God would come in. And Carrie knows what I'm talking about. It's omnipotent. God's all-powerful. God is all-present, omnipresent. God is omniscient, all-knowing. Is there another O? Omnipresent, omnipotent, and excuse the way I'm pronouncing it, and omniscience. There's no other O's, right? As far as we can tell.
Omnivore.
Oh, God is on. Opulent. God is opulent. I like that O. Opulent. Okay, so that's the first part, and this is a really, really important aspect of the entire recognition, because if we know that God is all these things and it's just there in consciousness, then we come to stage two, which says I'm unifying with that. I'm unifying with what God is. Remember, there is nothing. It's not God and me. It is God as me. So it's I am this consciousness. I am. Even if I am a microcosm, which is just that little aspect of the big consciousness, where God is in one place, God is everywhere. So that is something that we really have to grasp in terms of attracting things, in terms of the attraction process. There is no separation. So what God is, I am. And God is fully expressed in me, as me, and through me. And so we come to the realization stage, and the realization stage is we state what we want. So if everything out there is full potential. It's all out there. There is nothing to be manufactured, nothing to be made. It's all there in vibration, in molecules, in however you want to put it. I'm not the scientific kind, but it's everywhere there. And I know that I'm one with it. Then I state my desire, and I state my desire very clearly, as clearly as we can. And we ask in this stage. So, when we ask, the next thing is that we expect to receive. Because we know that we are coming from a place of power and a place of empowerment. And so, we are expecting to receive. And this is where the fourth stage comes in. Gratitude. What happens with gratitude? Gratitude does a lot of stuff. And I was just writing last night. It does a lot of stuff. And I would just go through with what I was thinking in my mind. Gratitude puts a song in your heart. It gets you excited. It almost makes things new again. And yes, we are asking, and we know we would get it, but we have a nice freshness that, yes, I have an expectation out there. And with that expectation comes the faith and the belief and the trust. So gratitude creates an attitude of expectancy. Gratitude allows me to say yes, even when everything else around me is saying no. You know, the circumstances, the situation, it has allowed me to lift myself out of the place of lack and say, yes, this is what I want, this is my expectations. And so gratitude causes me to have an easier release. And maybe I should just mention the last stage of treatment is the letting go stage or the releasing stage. And with the releasing stage, we just acknowledge that, you know, our prayers have gone out, and we wait. We wait with a certain amount of expectancy, and it's just an ease in just letting it go, just dropping it and just leaving it to the mind in action, as David mentioned earlier, the creative process. So gratitude to me makes it easier to let go, because I have that song in my heart and I'm lifted. And if I can remember that that it's not for me to say how it would come, when it would come, but just to be in an expectant state, that is a beautiful thing. It's a nice way to be in gratitude. Gratitude reassures me of my belief and faith in the One Power. It puts me in that space. It just tells me that I am so thankful that I am in that powerful place of knowing that that my prayers have gone out and I'm just waiting. It's just reassuring me that I have faith and I have belief in the One Power. It says, yes, I accept my good. It's gratitude says, I was unconscious until now. Unconscious means that what I'm asking for, in the past maybe I have not received it. But because I'm in this heightened state of acceptance and allowing and receiving, you know, what has happened in the past stays in the past. Up until now, up until today, when I am grateful for this, everything changes. So that's what gratitude does for me. Gratitude says I affirm the presence of love, friendship, peace, prosperity, whatever our prayers are, whatever we are looking for, whatever our treatment has in it, it says yes, I'm affirming that right now in my life. And there is nothing inside of me that denies it. Could there be negative stuff going on when you're heightened, you have this heightened awareness of acceptance? Very little. Very little could go on that says no to you. It's like a child, you know? They're expecting. Yeah, you too. They're expecting things to happen. Do they sit and mope around and wait and mope and wait, you know?
Yeah.
They are just anxious. They're anxious. They just want things to happen. Wow, it's coming. So I'm in that state of expectancy, and there is nothing that says no. You know, nothing denies it within me. And so gratitude says that the law of good or God is acting on my request right now, or is acting on my behalf right now. Gratitude deepens my faith. Some of them are going to be recurring. Gratitude is based on conviction, and it's conviction that allows something to happen, the vibrations to happen. It is the faith and conviction when you pray that opens up the doors, the doorways for us. You know, it's not only people in science and mind that gets their prayers answered. Prayers are answered everywhere. And the reason prayer is answered is because it comes from a pure place. It comes from a place of faith. It comes from a conviction that this is what I want, and this is the fire inside of me that's going to go out and just open up and get it. It's just a sort of oomph inside of us that just waits for it. So prayer and conviction is an awesome thing, and gratitude sort of is based on that. It tells me I'm happy because this is what's going to happen. And how I know that that's going to happen is because of my faith and my belief. Gratitude takes the care out of worrying and waiting. So while we are waiting for stuff to happen, while we are waiting for the treatment to occur, while we are waiting for the money to come, the house to come, whatever it is, just the fact that we are in a different frame of thinking, a frame of mind, our mental attitude is different, the waiting doesn't seem that bad. It doesn't feel as though I have to sit and bite my fingers just to make things happen. And of course, we don't make things happen, we just release it into the law. It puts no timeline on our treatment, which I just mentioned. Gratitude assumes no responsibility for making things happen, which I've just mentioned. Gratitude melts away any resistance, any type of resistance that we may have to the treatment. Just being in a space of feeling good, just being in a space of yes, just being in a space of I am open to allow it to happen. Just that space alone just melts away any type of resistance that may have built up without that type of energy. So it's a good thing to have gratitude. It allows me to take the small wins, the small rewards along the way. Everything may not come, bram, here is your house, take it. I may see little things that help me on the way, on the journey there. And wow, that is gratitude. You know, just the acceptance, just the awareness that I can recognize it as an answer, regardless of how that answer looks to me, whether it is small or mediocre or big or whatever. That is, it just helps me, gratitude helps me to recognize that. And it helps me to obviously deny the struggling and the wrestling. Gratitude opens our attention to things big or small that may be drawn into our lives. We are aware of things, like what I just mentioned, the little wins in our lives. Gratitude trusts the law of attraction to line things up. the fact that we are in an elevated sort of vibration, and we are in a waiting sort, you know, we are just waiting with hyped feelings and with joy and with bliss. It is telling the law, it is putting that out, that vibration out, that yes, here is an acceptant person, here is an acceptant heart. We will draw things to match the vibrations or to match what the accept, what I'm open to accept. So there is no doubt in me that up until now, gratitude says, I believe. And that's all I wrote about gratitude. There was just this little recap in our in the group that I have at my home that says affirmations to support you and support you and your journey into gratitude. One of the affirmations is, I give thanks for the infinite abundance of God. Another one is, I give thanks that God is my constant source of all that I want and need. I give thanks that the Spirit of God is now blessing and transforming my life. I give thanks that God is my one and only source. And I give thanks that I give fully and freely to life. And it's only in a thankful state can one really, really experience the abundance of God. Things can come to us, obviously. Our emotions dictate that. You know, you want to give thanks out of the realm that, yes, I am expecting this to happen. And so we are giving thanks for it. We are giving thanks for the infinite abundance. That's the step one of treatment. This is God, and I give thanks that God is, that I am. And so gratitude is a beautiful thing. It is literally telling us that in paying attention to what our desires are, in paying attention to what we really need in life, that gratitude can give us a step up on our way to that. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
But before we get into the meditation, I just wanted to share a couple tidbits that I have gathered along the way that would help us in our gratitude and in having things be attracted to us. The first one is, trust your emotions. They are your guidance system that will tell you whether you are creating appropriately. Two, a major part of creation, of the creation process, is the energy and vibrations of our emotions and feelings. So we really have to give a lot of thought to how we feel at any point in time. The universe, despite what you may have been taught, is designed to support all of our choices. The universe really supports us. If you are not sure of what you want, turn to your emotions. If you are focusing on what you want, you will feel positive emotion. If you focus on what you do not want, you will feel negative emotion. We are each of us the thinker in our own world. We choose the thoughts we think, and we are the creator of our own thought patterns. The thoughts that are dominant in our lives will create our life's pattern. What we think about comes about. Therefore, it follows that the more we are able to align our thinking with what we want, the more fully empowered we become, and the more transformed our lives become. Thoughts are energy and are attractive to the energy of like kind. What you think, feel, and focus on will draw more energy like it to them, and therefore into your experience. And the last one is, momentum will build up in the area you are focusing in on, whether there is negative or whether it is negative or positive. Some people express the negative as, this is when the hits the fan. That's the momentum. And then you can have a positive momentum as, wow, I am filled with wonder and amazement. I think we can take the break now, and then we'll do the meditation after our break. Thank you. So we're going to get into a meditation. It's about just recognizing, thoughts, beliefs. And it's also a meditation of, creating what you would like in your life. And knowing that we've come from this place of power and that we have pure potential at our disposal, it's always available that we can draw from it, and we can be raised up more than we even think we are. We can be raised up out of out of the limits that we've placed around us, and we can become truly limitless people if we definitely acknowledge this source, this power, this potential within us. So it's about a belief, and this is what Ernest Holmes is saying. Belief is a thing of thought, of being. I'm sorry. Belief is a thing of thought and being. A thing of thought can be. Okay, let's do it again. Now I understand what I'm reading. Belief is a thing of thought, and being a thing of thought, we can change our belief. Henry Ford said, whether you believe you can do a thing or not, you are right. What you believe about yourself becomes true for you and is manifested in your life. But that does not mean that it can't be changed. You can change what you believe about yourself. Your beliefs come from your thoughts, and thoughts can be changed. Ernest Holmes says, change your thinking, and you can change your life. So in our meditation, you'll get a chance to you can write during the meditation if you feel inclined to. And you can also, you'll also get some time after the meditation to do whatever you need to do. You can write, you can draw, you can just be there. And you're invited to share. You do not have to share your dreams and your goals or anything like that if you don't feel like it. But you're invited to share to have a discussion as to some of the places you've been or what you've seen in your meditation that sort of urging you on. Or you can share anything you feel like sharing. And if we have nothing to share, then we'll go into our announcements. And if you have had a thought on what your personalized name for law of attraction is, you can share it at that time too. Okay, so we relax again. And you're going to hold consciousness for me. You remember what consciousness is? You're going to... Could you remember to always be praying and saying that God is now. That's your portion of it, okay? And Chloe, you know your path, right? What's your path? You're going to just keep us in knowing that God is all good, God is all powerful. And you can join in the meditation at any point you want also. Alright? Okay, so we relax again. And we just be easy. Try to sit back straight if you want. Feet on the floor. And just come to a point of quietness. Now, you may hear the kids know too that they are just a wonderful vibrational aspect of God, and they are where they need to be at the time and space that they are, and we love them and accept them, and just let that go. Just let it go each time it comes up. And so we go to that God space inside. That God space we call our heart. And it goes even deeper than our heart. It is that quiet space inside. And so we take a deep breath. And we feel that connection to God, that connection to that oneness. We feel that spaciousness within us. And so as we get to that spaciousness, just go a little deeper. Go a little deeper. And as your breathing slows, and you begin to recognize this openness, this huge void within, it is that God space. We hear our thoughts and we let them go. You are a powerful creator. You are hooked up to the power of God. God is working through you, expressing through you. God needs you to express life. God needs to expand through you. Feel that power in your body right now. And now in your imagination, create something wonderful. Think about something you would like to change in your life. What is it that you really, really believe about it? What are some of the things that are really coming up in your life that you would like to change? What thoughts are you willing to let go? You can give yourself permission to let them go. If they're not serving you, thank them and let them go. Now think about something you want to create. What do you want to see showing up in your life? What makes you happy? What makes your heart sing? Now, what are your life beliefs about what you want to create that are not serving you right now? What are some of the thoughts that come up now that says you can't do it? Very gently release them and let them go. And with gratitude, accept new thoughts that support your creation. Thoughts like, I am God expressing. I am divinely supported by the universe. Accept as many new thoughts that's going to support you. You can do anything you want to express God and your creative skills. And now you have new thoughts that are your foundation and they support you. Remember, there is nothing you cannot do, be, or have. Remember, you're a powerful creator. So take the time to start to feel your feet back on the floor again. You can lightly touch your skin. Just begin to get the awareness that you're back in the study group room. And when you're inclined to, you can go ahead and just write some of the things that have come up in your meditation.